Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Daily Pop. Lots to get to on this Thursday. Survivor has removed a contestant for the first time ever over a reported off-camera incident. This comes after he was previously accused of inappropriately touching a fellow contestant. Then who's throwing Harry Styles under the bus? We'll get to that. And speaking of Harry, we have an exclusive interview with his ex, Kendall Jenner, right after they had their Late Late Show reunion. All that plus WWE star Sonya Deville is here joining us live to talk Total Divas and show us her best self-defense move. First, Survivor contestant Dan Spillow has been kicked off the show, guys. Now, this is a first in the show's history. This is the same guy who was called out and reprimanded for inappropriately touching a fellow contestant nearly a month ago. So here's how it all went down. Watch.
Need to share some news. So I just spoke privately with Dan, and I want to update you guys. A decision has been made, and Dan will not be returning to the game. He won't be coming back to camp. He won't be on the jury. He's gone.
I think something happened.
Okay, so if you didn't read that, the statement said Dan was removed from the game after a report of another incident which happened off camera and did not involve a player. So CBS has declined to comment beyond that. Multiple sources claim to People it involved Dan touching a crew member's leg as they got off a boat during a challenge. Other sources say the touch was completely accidental, that he lost his balance, and that Dan, quote, vehemently disagreed with the decision to remove him from the show. So one other point I want to bring up is, so yes, Kelly, I believe her name was the original person who complained on the show about her. Then there was two others that followed up. They kind of like copycatted. They kind of used that story to their advantage to help him get eliminated or help with elimination rounds. And they've exaggerated a little bit because they were using it to play the game. Mm-hmm. But now this one happened off camera with a supposed producer. And so CBS had no choice. They feel like they had two legitimate concerns, two legitimate complaints. I would count the other two as not because it's more about gameplay with those. And they had to kick them off, right?
Absolutely, they had to kick him off. You know, I think when we were discussing that previous situation, there was, as you said, somebody who had a legitimate complaint and then two other people that had claims that, like, messed things up a little bit.
I wish they wouldn't have done that. I mean, I know they're playing a game. But it's just like, don't you feel like that's like where the game is just, you're crossing the line too much?
Well, that's also where, like, we've had issues with Me Too, right? And it's just like, it's confused things. But I think, like, this company, this, like, production company, Survivor, cannot have it that now there is another incident. Like, you can't just keep turning a blind eye.
Yeah.
They have to take action, even if it is unprecedented, even if it does make somebody angry. Like, you just have to put, actually, the safety and the welfare of a group before one individual.
I will say, though, if I was CBS and Survivor, I'm not saying that kicking him off was the wrong thing to do. I would, however, try to cover my bases and have a third party come in to look at what happened.
Oh.
No, because you start to think, you know, When you think about somebody who's been accused of something, like if I today touched Melanie like this and said, oh my God, we're friends, and you saw that, you would be like, oh, nothing's wrong. Had I been accused before of inappropriately touching somebody, this to anyone would look like it was inappropriate. Mm-hmm. So I just think getting a third party in there to cover your ass.
Well, consider, you know, I don't think it was a bad idea considering he had two people using his using the story that Kelly had to their advantage. Like, that's kind of a little unfair to Dan.
He's also been a victim in this, like, messy, mucky situation.
Right.
And you also, when someone says, oh, my God, that guy is creepy, you start to look for the creepy things that guy is doing.
That is so true.
So I'm just saying, if I were Survivor and I were CBS, and Jeff Probst said on the show, I'm going to be watching you. This is not it. I'm going to be looking at you every step of the way. So it almost seems like, I don't know, it could be anything. I want to see the touch.
Well, it was off camera.
But I would say that I believe that if Jeff made that decision to kick him off, this is somebody who has run this show for so many seasons, and I do trust his opinion. I trust that if he's made this decision for the good of the show, then it's the right decision.
No, I'm not being super sympathetic to Dan. This is interesting. My producer just came in my ear and said we're sounding a little... I'm not being sympathetic towards Dan. What I'm trying to say is we need to be careful with how we decide to do certain things. If Dan did what he did, he should be kicked off. He should be removed. I would just say having a third party in there to investigate would give CBS something a little bit more concrete.
Well, remember, oh, Bachelor in Paradise?
This is Survivor. Like, this isn't, you know, that we're
it's
in
a workplace.
It is a workplace, but people get kicked off all the time.
No, not for reality shows. They really don't kick off people for inappropriate behavior on reality shows. I mean, we could go down a laundry
but
list
I mean,
of inappropriate things that have happened on reality shows over the years, and they, like, that makes good TV. He's problematic. Let's keep them, you know, or let's keep her, whatever the situation is. They usually like those people that go the extra mile and cause controversy and cause fights and cause the audience to split and want to tweet about it, you know? So I think things are going to change with reality shows. I mean, I'm thinking back to remember Bachelor in Paradise, the whole Corinne hot tub situation.
Yes.
That was a huge explosive moment. But I do feel like ABC really handled that one well in the sense that they stopped production.
Yes.
They shut it down. They did a whole investigative report. And then they took their time to come out to say, this is exactly what happened. Yeah. And this is why we reacted this way.
I hope when these other two women who used it as a game and as a strategy, when they get out of the situation, that they understand that the reason why sometimes people doubt victims in this situation and why we say we need to start being more careful with how we do things is because there are certain people who use things to their advantage to get ahead.
But, but if we're going to get onto that, like, bigger topic, that is so rare, such a small percentage, and I still believe victims.
You should.
I know, you always believe victims, but I'm saying there are certain people out there who don't.
Yeah.
I watch Law and Order.
He's just saying those things don't help.
They do not help. They do not help at all. But ultimately, Survivor has to be like, look, if we continue having somebody on our set who has been accused now two legitimate complaints and two fake ones or exaggerated ones, then we are putting the rest of the people that are on this show in jeopardy.
Well, let me ask you a question.
They have to put that group
first. You think they should have let him off after the first complaint?
To be honest, when there is one legitimate complaint, yes.
I think they should have two, but they couldn't do it because the other two people came forward
and said,
oh my God, we use this as a strategy. So had they let him off the game, that man could have left the game, went to his lawyer's office and said, yo, I was let go for this. This is defamation. And this is, what you call the other
thing? Let's see if we hear from him.
Wrongful termination. There we go.
Let's see if we hear from him. It'll be interesting if he talks now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he will. Now he's as upset as he is. Yeah.
Off out of a jungle and in with Wi-Fi.
All right. Well, moving on. Lots of people are still talking about Harry Styles and Kendall Jenner's big reunion on late night television. But now someone is possibly throwing a little shade at Harry. Depends on how you read it. Liam Payne claims he is the Antichrist version of Harry. The Face magazine asked which former One Direction member Liam would want to walk down Old Kent Road with, and he said Harry. He explains, there's so much mystery around who he's become. I was looking at some pictures of him the other day, and I just thought, I don't know what more I'd say to him other than hello and how are you? I mean, look at the stuff I put out and the stuff Harry puts out. Polar opposite. Liam adds that he talks to Louis regularly. He knows where he stands with Niall. So was Liam throwing shade at Harry?
Hell yeah!
Not at all.
It was subtle, eloquent shade.
Absolutely not at all.
Yes.
I just knew we were going to have, whenever I posed this question, I was like, this guy's going to say yes, and she's going to say no.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to happen.
Because, by the way, you shade Melanie on a daily basis on this show, and she never picks it up. That's called eloquent shade. You got eloquent shade.
I do have eloquence.
Hold on. No. Let's stick to the topic. Why was he throwing shade? Why is that?
Because if somebody was like, oh, who do you want to walk with? And he just said, you know, Liam, I mean, Harry, and I miss him, and da-da-da-da, it would be great. But the jab comes with, I don't know this person anymore. He has turned into this complete stranger to me. I just want to sit with him and figure out who he is because he's lost himself.
Let me, why it's not shade is that he goes on to continue that, like, if you look at One Direction, think of it as an office, and you're working in an office every day with this person that you don't really know, and, like, they're playing this game of, like, we're in a boy band, and we're making music, and we're best friends, as all boy bands do. And actually, they were people that were put together to make money. And actually, they didn't have a ton in common. And so he's saying, like, we didn't stay in contact, but I'd really like to know who this person is now. Now we're adults. Now, like, a few years, 4 years has gone by. I'd really like to, like, sit down and, like, hear his experiences and what he's gone through. And that's not shade. That's actually, like, such a compliment that he, like, so he has an interest in
Listen,
him.
I've been going back and forth all morning, and I'm still kind of in the middle of the road here because... Yes, I think you're right. He does this long explanation. If you read the entire interview, he goes on to say about how him and Harry were just never that close in the begin with. So it'd be, why would they stay in touch in the beginning? In the first place. Secondly, though, did he have to say that he's the antichrist of him?
But he doesn't
Did
mean...
he have to say, like, we are polar opposites, and if I wore an earring and weird pants to whatever, I would look ridiculous. I could never pull that off.
What he's saying is that he's way more traditional in, like, his music taste, in his fashion taste, and that Harry, like, likes to take risks. That's also a massive compliment. Like, Harry, like, likes to be self-expressive in his art.
No, by the way, if he was an American, saying that about another American, she would think it was shady. But because it's Brits and
that's
you think differently
true.
And you go deeper and it's a bigger thing.
Listen, it's like
he could have against me.
Yeah.
Listen, I think it's unintentional. I don't think he was trying to be shady.
He wasn't shady.
I do think that it's not surprising to me that all the headlines are, like, basically saying Liam shaded Harry. Because he just... It went a little step too far in saying how much they are not friends. Like, it's like, okay, we get it. You're not friends, like, at all. Like, you have different tastes of music. You have different ways to dress. It's like you're going above and beyond to explain why you guys don't talk.
But he's actually saying he'd love to be friends with him, that he'd love to sit down and have a conversation.
Because he will love him. Because Harry is not in that place. I'm telling you right now, if Normani would have said the same thing about Camila Cabello tomorrow in a magazine, people would be like, oh my God, it's a feud.
This is crazy.
Because it's saying how different they are in an almost
different.
Like I'm looking down at you way.
No, people are different. And people
and
like,
they are
you,
different.
You're
and
close
I get
to
it.
People and then you're not close to people and you go through these phases. This is life. This is normal. And actually somebody coming back years later and saying, you know what, I want to understand you better.
No.
I like wish I knew you more. Is a beautiful thing.
Totally.
I'm getting all new agey here, but like, guys, this is positive.
I don't think it was intentional.
I can see why people are reading into it, though.
If someone said, I don't know him anymore, that would mean that you're getting too big for your britches, that you've changed because of the fame and because of the money.
It might just mean, I don't know him anymore.
Never knew him in begin with, is basically what he said in the interview. He basically said they were never friends at all.
That's because they were a manufactured boy band.
And I get it,
making
not everybody's friends. I totally get that. But
we're a manufactured talk show, but we get along and we know each other.
And they are, it is true, their music is polar opposites. I was listening to them both this morning. They couldn't sound more different.
Exactly.
So who's do you like better?
Okay. I love Harry.
All right, let's talk about Harry's good friend, Kendall Jenner. Last night, she was partying it up in pajamas with Calvin Klein. Super cute. There, she exclusively told us what it was like doing cordon with Harry and also her hopes for 2020.
I'm big on, like, fate and, like, not planning too much if I don't have to. So I'm kind of just rolling with it. Who knows? So much has happened in this past year that I would have never expected to happen, which I think is the fun of life.
Have you ever watched an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians? I feel like I know the answer.
Yeah, it was the one where you were eating salads in the kitchen.
Typical.
And then you all were shouting at each other.
It was cool. He's been a longtime friend, so it was awesome.
Every episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Eating salads at the kitchen. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
She also said it was fun. Very cute. I still want them together, and I'm still rooting for them, and I don't know when it's going to happen, but eventually they will be together. Yeah. I'm putting it out there. Okay, coming up, an alleged tweet from one of Prince Andrew's accusers raises some very big and new concerns. We're digging into that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A tweet being attributed to Prince Andrew's accuser, Virginia Giuffre, is raising big concerns. So we are trying to confirm with her legal team that it is, in fact, her account. But according to reports, what appears to be Virginia's account responded to a tweet that someone posted saying the FBI will, quote, kill her to protect the ultra-rich and well-connected. That tweet said, I am making it publicly known that in no way, shape, or form am I suicidal. I have made this known to my therapist and GP. If something happens to me in the sake of my family, do not let this go away and help me to protect them. Too many evil people want to see me quieted. Wow. So, Mel, Amen. This just seems to be getting more and more twisted by the day.
I didn't blame her. For sending that tweet out. You know, there have been obviously a ton of conspiracy theories over Jeffrey Epstein's suicide, and I would be concerned too. I actually also know somebody involved in this story, and they are concerned. You know, it's a very serious story. There's a lot of very powerful people around the world involved with this story in some form or another, and people have a lot to lose.
Yeah, and people said that they thought that Jeffrey Epstein was going to eventually flip, and that's why the supposed non-suicide happened. I mean, if you go back in time and you look back on this, I remember when Kris Jenner sat down to talk about Nicole Brown Simpson, and she said that Nicole told her, he's going to kill me and he's going to get away with it. I feel like when women have that intuition about somebody or something, we need to listen. Like, she's not putting this out there for publicity or to get attention or to write a book. She's saying this because she truly feels this way. And to be completely honest, if I was in her shoes and what happened to Jeffrey Epstein happened and Jeffrey Epstein had all that money and all that power, I would be afraid too.
Right, because there's probably other people out there that know that she knows more than she's even said.
She knows more.
Mm-hmm. And maybe she'll say it someday. Maybe she won't. Maybe she's scared to say it. But that threat is there.
It's real.
It's absolutely petrifying.
Ugh, well, we feel for you. But I think that was a bold move of her to put that out there.
Good for her.
We're finally hearing from Sarah Ferguson, Prince Andrew's ex-wife. She is talking about him and her own comparisons to Meghan Markle. So, Melanie, tell us what she said.
Yeah, that's right. She says that she really, really understands the situation that Meghan Markle is in at the moment. You know, just the heightened criticism that she's had and just the fact that everyone seems to want to criticize her and tell her what she's doing wrong as opposed to what she's doing right. It's a ton of attention on anybody, whether you are Fergie, who's from like an upper class, like married into the royal family, or like an actress or a normal person, anywhere to marry into the firm. So she really understands and really feels sympathy for her. And I think she's one of the only people that can it's only really her and Kate Middleton who can really, like, look at the pressure that Meghan Markle's been under and empathise with it and really understand it.
I mean, yeah, I'm waiting for Kate to empathise with her publicly.
Kate does empathise with her, darling.
Does she?
You'd think Kate Middleton is so bad.
No, I don't think she's really bad. I just think that she's letting her hang out to dry and not coming out.
Okay, well, I also want to know what Fergie says about Prince Andrew.
Oh, well, this is a bit more serious, actually. So in this big interview in Vogue Arabia, she actually says that the last 6 months have been very hard on her and the girls, which you completely understand after the allegations that have been against Prince Andrew. She says that to see such a wonderful man go through such enormous pain, she says it's incredible that everything that he's done for Britain, and it's, quote, all nonsense.
Wow.
Now, I have a problem with this part of her interview, just because, as we've seen in the past, none of us know the stuff that happens between an accuser and the accused if they're in a private room. And so for us to pass judgment and say he's innocent, or, you know, it's, we can't.
The mother of his, or the father, the father of his, her children, though. And so I think by default, you stick up for your family. You do. You take what you believe your family, you know, before anyone. And honestly, like, she's probably doing that to protect her daughters.
You might.
I see where you're coming from, and I also see where you're coming from. I think there is a fine line of sticking with your family and protecting your daughters. And there's also the fine line
of
publicly saying something. I would personally go right in the middle and say, you know, innocent until proven guilty.
Isn't she proving, or trying to sell a book, right? Is that the whole
point? But she's also got a jewelry line. She's also doing, like, a documentary.
Nobody wants to sit down with her and not get a thought or a quote about Prince Andrew.
But there's a way to do it. Like, we actually saw this with the Harvey Weinstein and all of those, kind of, when Me Too first happened. It's the, if you look at Lena Dunham, for example, who, like, publicly stuck up, I think it was her producer or her director, and got absolutely criticized for it. Like, you have to kind of, like, take a big picture view on these things. If somebody that we love and knew was publicly accused of something, it's like, we can love that person, but also understand that there is polarity, and that who they are to a different person in a different situation might be very different from who they are with us.
So you wish she would have put her words more carefully.
Just be more careful, you know?
I get that.
You can love Andrew as your ex-husband and the father of your children without saying that Virginia is lying.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Well, now, the report that we have to get to is that a tentative deal has been reached in the civil case against Harvey Weinstein. 2 years ago, Weinstein was accused of nearly 30 years of sexual misconduct, which he has continued to deny. The New York Times, citing attorneys involved in the negotiations, claim a deal has been made between Weinstein, his accusers, and his former film company. So it's said to be a tentative $25 million settlement with, quote, dozens of his alleged sexual misconduct victims. But get this part. The terms of the deal say he wouldn't have to admit any wrongdoing, and the money would be paid by insurance companies that represent the Weinstein Company, which, by the way, filed for bankruptcy last year.
I mean, I've heard of liability insurance. I've heard of, you know, all these hit-and-run insurances. I've never heard of my life of a company having sexual harassment insurance. Like, oh, my God, can I get a quote on if I decide to pat someone's puss on mistake? How does this even exist?
Liability insurance. That video of him, by the way, walking into court with a Zimmer frame is so extraordinary to me. It's like, his lawyers said that they made him walk with the Zimmer frame because he's having a back operation, but that he didn't want to do it because it would look like he was trying to get sympathy. But it
does
look like he's trying to get sympathy for me.
Look at the bottom of the balls. They were clean as can be.
Just
bought it yesterday. Those balls weren't used.
Kind of extraordinary pictures, right, of him with that. But yeah, you know, this is part of the bankruptcy proceedings. They want to be able to file away all the court papers when it comes to the Weinstein company and have this, like, funds for women.
Yeah.
It's interesting because somebody yesterday said to me, why would any woman who's accused of Weinstein Company take this? And the reason being is, let's say I work there and I accuse them of something. If I'm, the statute of limitations has passed, if I, like, don't think I can, like, win in court in a criminal filing, which is, by the way, very, very hard for women.
Amen.
And if you're going to get, I think it's every woman at the moment is getting around 500,000. It's like, if I, to get any money that's going to pay for the therapy, years of therapy I've gone through with what I've said, you know, with
it
my accusation, it's
get.
The best you can get. Yeah. And it's like, it's terrible though.
The whole system just feels so whack,
so
right?
So mucked up. Like, I totally agree.
It just feels like,
it's heartbreaking.
I don't know. I just, in my wildest dreams, when we started talking about this case and the more and more and more people that came forward, I just thought, this guy's gonna go to prison or something's
gonna
happen. He's
still got his criminal trial starts on January the 6th.
It just feels like a slap on the freaking wrist. I mean, not even. I mean, it's not even his money. I just am...
What's grosser to me...
Shocked by it.
What's grosser to me is that I read a report that the insurance company is actually doling out somewhere in the high 40s, like around $47 million, but after attorney fees that these women...
$12 million, by the way, the attorney
fees. Attorney fees that these women are only getting $25 million. It's like, if you're an attorney and you're taking that money, like, that's... That's so weird to me. Like, you're taking $12 million. Like, you need $12 million. Like, these women went through that much, and you're going to give them each $500,000, and you're going to walk away with $12 million?
Yeah.
That, to me, is like, okay, let's just take half of our retainer and let these women start their lives over, because they have been dealing with this for almost 3 decades, some of them. Lost wages, lost money, have to pay for therapy, and have to relive this.
The mental health.
The mental health of it.
Yeah,
so we're going to take $12 million? I want to know who... I almost said the name of a law firm that I can't.
Yeah, but January the 6th, we'll see him back with criminal charges, which, of course, are the kind of charges that if he's found guilty, that he could go to jail for. So we'll see.
Mm. Well, there's still hope yet. I mean, just kidding. Good luck, buddy. Just kidding.
As just before our lawyers go crazy, he does maintain his innocence.
Yeah, I know. That's what I meant to say. Still ahead, Margot Robbie's surprising confession on why it troubles her husband and why it troubles her husband. That's next.
I'll say my bunny. My bunny I've had since I was born, that I still sleep with every night.
Has your husband ever hidden the bunny?
He always throws bunny out of the bed because he's like, he thinks it's obviously a tad ridiculous that I still sleep with bunny. Maybe he's a little jealous that bunny always gets like pride of place in the bed. He thinks I'm asleep and he'll throw bunny out of the bed, and I get so cross with him.
I get so cross with him. That was Margot Robbie sharing that she still sleeps with a stuffed animal on W Magazine's podcast, Five Things, with Lynn Hirschberg. So neither of you sleep with a stuffed animal still, do you?
No, but I have a pillow from my childhood that's like one wash away from being disintegrated.
Wow.
Like, it's just going to turn to ash like a vampire, like in the sun. It just smells like home for me. And sweat, but it's good. It's cute. I don't keep it out in front of dudes. Like, I hide it. I don't want
but
them to get on it.
But you always take it with you when you move from a place to place. Like, it's just something you have to have in the house. When you miss home, you can hug it.
And if I uncovered it, it would look like something that was on, like, Noah's Ark.
That
it's
is so,
so
cute.
Disgusting.
Chase right now is attached to this cat. And it technically was a dog toy that was sent to my dogs last Christmas. And somehow this is like his favorite thing. The neck is already about to fall off. I'm like, this cat's going to fall apart. And I don't know what I'm going to do when this cat eventually is no longer.
You need to buy a second one.
You need to sew it back together.
Guys, I don't even know where this came from. This was like a gift sent from like a family member to my dogs.
Bring it in and I will find it. I promise I'll find it. I still have my stuffed teddy bear. His name is Tez. I got given him when I was born. He is in my wardrobe, but my wardrobe is like my spare bedroom. It's a whole room. And he sits there pride of place, but he doesn't come to bed with me. He's too delicate.
Oh, you guys make me feel, I don't have anything from my past. I'm just not one. I don't even remember like a specific lovey I had as a kid that I was just super attached to. I mean, I had a lot of stuffed animals. I remember I wanted them all out all the time, but I don't think there was like one that I was like so attached to. Yeah. Something wrong with me? Should I have a lovey?
No, darling.
She's cold.
You have a husband.
She's colder than most.
You've got way more than we. We have nothing to cuddle up to at night.
Well, that may change for you soon. Okay, we're checking in with you guys on social on Survivor, kicking off a contestant. Love Reality says, how long will it take for women to be believed the first time? Especially when it was happening on camera. Sarah Becca does not think Liam was throwing shade at Harry. She says, Harry is so famous and adored. I think he is just saying how opposite they are. He did not call Harry the Antichrist. Mm. That's a good point. All right, guys, up next, WWE superstar Sonya Deville is here. We're talking Total Divas and learning some fight moves with her next. Yes, teach me all of them.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
Said some stuff last night that I just feel like made me uncomfortable. And
you, without, because now you're sober, correct?
What do you mean I'm sober? Am I sober right now? What are you implying?
Last night you were a little drunk, so you were a little emotional.
I was emotional? You came at me hot, too.
I got a sea urchin in my foot right now.
Oh, my God. I can't with you. Okay, hopefully take care of your sea urchins.
She's in a terrible mood. I've been nothing but generous and loving to everyone. If she wants to be ungrateful for everything that we're trying to offer her and I haven't put her over enough, then we can talk about that in the ring.
Wait, whoa. I'm like 5 feet away, ungrateful?
Ooh. Oh, shot inspired, honey. This is not a woman I would want to go head to head with. Please welcome from East Total Divas, Sonya Deville.
Who was that? That wasn't me.
You know what? That was hung over you the
right.
next morning.
It's a and whole someone... different person.
I'm just one of those people that, like, if you're going to say something to me, say it to my face.
Hell yeah.
Do not say to my girlfriend when I'm 5 feet away.
I love that you crossing called that
the
out.
Line. Crossing the line.
No. And I can hear you.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
So, but as a professional wrestler, you handle things inside the ring.
Yes.
How hard is it to not put the paws on Natty when she's going in on you like that?
Oh, well, you know, sometimes I try. I don't always have. It's all in good fun. It's a bunch of girls hanging out, obviously having a great time in Hawaii. We're competitive. We all have egos, and sometimes we go at it. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I mean, we're all great friends.
Nice.
Okay, so you guys worked it out. You're good.
We did. Me and Natty hashed it out. It was a long season, but we got there in the end.
And how about now? You're good now?
No, we're good. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, no, we're fighting again.
Natty's one of those people that, like, I love her to death. She's incredible, but she's almost like an older sister to me. Mm. So we almost, like, bicker, like, sisters would, you know?
Yeah.
All love, but, you know, we still have those moments.
Yeah. Now, you opened up about your sexuality on this season of Total Divas.
Yes.
And I'm so proud to have, like, a sister in the Federation. Were you scared? Was this years in the making? Were there a lot of, like, conversations that had to happen? Like, how does one decide, I'm going to do this? Do you have to go to WWE with this?
Yeah, so it's funny you say that. So, like, 4 years ago, I was at a tryout for WWE Tough Enough, which is another reality series they had. It's like a competition show.
I remember that.
The winner gets a contract into the WWE. So on the premiere episode of that, Triple H, which is a WWE executive.
Hunter Hearst, I think.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but fine.
You know.
Yeah, watch it.
Asked me, are you in a relationship? Which is, like, such a simple question.
Yeah.
Any other contestant would have been like, oh, yeah or no. But for me, I wasn't openly gay at the time, and I had a girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
And so what's going through my mind in that moment is, do I lie? No, I can't lie. My girlfriend will kill me when I get home. Like, I just said I was single on a reality TV show. And so I'm like, well, I have to tell the truth, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, I have a girlfriend, but not a wife yet, and, like, got really awkward and gave, like, a really cringe answer. And Triple H started laughing. He's like, I think you just came out on national television. And so I, like, ran upstairs, called my mom. I was like, I just came out on national TV, and my mom's like, that's fine, it's great. Like, you know, so supportive.
Yeah.
And so my journey has been over those past 4 years kind of coming into my own and being comfortable with my own sexuality.
Oh, wow.
And so now I feel like I'm at a point where I can share that story to help people that maybe don't have that voice yet.
Do you think ripping the Band-Aid off with that question and having to literally tell the world whether you're prepared to or not was the best way to go about it for you?
Yes.
Because even though you didn't have that planned.
Exactly. It forced me to be true with myself. Because in that moment, I was put on the spot. And I had to tell my truth. And then from then on, it was like, wait, now I have to live my truth. Because everybody knows.
Yeah.
So, like, it was crazy.
Yeah, but was it ever scary? Because when I watch wrestling, you know, the men are tough and they're sweaty and, like, they spit water out of their mouths when they get to the ring. And the girls are hyposexualized and you guys are sexy. Like, were you afraid that fans would turn away from you and not support you because you were a lesbian?
Yeah, so I didn't grow up watching wrestling. So my introduction to the wrestling world was through Tough Enough. And so everyone was always really sweet and nice and great, but I didn't know how that was going to affect my chances of getting on the show because I was naive at that time. I didn't know if being gay was a good thing or a bad thing. Obviously, I wasn't okay with myself, so how did I expect other people to be okay with who I was?
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So I didn't know what that meant for my career to come. And then I got on the show, and then I got signed with the company, so I was like, wait, it's okay.
It must be good.
Gay, it's good, right? And
yeah.
So it was a learning curve for me, and I'm still learning. But with Total Divas, I was able to kind of put that all out there and show everyone, like, hey, this is how I did it. It might not be the way, but maybe it can help or inspire you in mm-hmm. some way.
Well, speaking about how you did it, because before you joined WWE, you were a mixed martial artist. The holidays are coming up, and I need you to teach me a strike move just in case a bitch gets crazy at my family dinner.
Oh, my God.
So give me something. Because okay. My aunt likes to come at me sideways.
Okay. First things first, we got to put the pinkies away, unless okay. you want to break them. Okay.
I'm going to learn this, too. Okay. I got to hold my mic back.
Just want to get that out of the way. So we're good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, pinkies away. Mm-hmm. So fist, always.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to grab a tie clinch. So it's the back of the head uh-huh. like this, so
ooh.
I have control.
Ooh, yeah.
So I can bring you this
ooh.
Way, I can bring ooh. You that way. And then I like to give a good knee strike.
Okay.
I changed my mind.
So
I don't want to be a part of this.
Okay, tell me my macaroni. All right. So you tell me my macaroni strike.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Say it. Say your macaroni's dry.
Your macaroni's dry.
What?
Oh, God. Oh.
All right. Oh. Try me again.
Wow. Very good.
I'm going to use that.
I'm a teacher.
No, I mean, I'm going to use that because she got privy
to
this one.
So wait, hold
one.
On. But what if you're weaker than the opponent? Because I try to do that to him. I feel like he'd be like, bitch, please.
No, it's pretty.
No.
It's pretty
you
crazy.
You have control back there. Because, like, if you have someone's head, you control their entire body. You can. Okay. It's almost like a steering
wheel. So how are you clasping in the back?
So I do palm to palm. Palm to the back of the hand. Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
Don't mess with my makeup.
And
yes.
then from there, you can just control and then strikes to the head, strikes
totally.
To the gut, strikes to the groin if it's a male.
Okay. I'm going to practice this some more,
like
but you guys can catch Sonya on Friday night SmackDown on Fox. But can you stick around with us for a little bit?
Oh, we're
gonna
I'd
play
love
some
to.
Games.
We have a game.
Can we fight?
Yes, we can fight.
Okay.
Sort of.
With ping pongs. All right, guys, when we come back, we're going to put on some ugly sweaters and play a little holiday theme game. Do not go anywhere.
All right, we are back with Sonya, and we're going to play a little game. So we've paired up with for an intense ugly sweater competition. Whoever gets the most balls and the cups and rings on the hat wins the game. We only have a minute to do this. The winners get a prize. Oh, cool. I didn't know that. And the losers have to take a shot of eggnog.
Yeah. And it's hot. I put it in the microwave before.
Are you on my team?
Yeah, you and I are on teams.
Oh, we're going to kill it.
We're going to kill it.
Okay, so Melanie,
dang.
You stay
going
there.
Down.
I have no idea.
So we have a ton of tables
like your
in
accent,
our way. We need to scoot
going
up.
Down.
There we
okay.
go. Okay, so we have the timer on the clock.
Yours is higher.
I know,
than...
I'm going to bend
okay.
down.
Okay.
Three.
She has heels on.
This is harder.
Take them off. Okay,
yours is harder.
No, you've got two.
Two, one.
Oh, I got one in.
Oh,
God, I'm amazing. Oh,
Two!
We're so good.
Oh.
Yeah, did you get it?
I got two.
Whoa!
Ah. Just
put some in.
Oh.
Put some in.
Did
I get it? Do you want me not to move?
Oh!
Don't move. All right.
Oh, that was
close. Okay. Went on? All right, hold on. Oh! I feel like I'm almost too good at this. I'm too good. Okay.
My hat is
I don't want to embarrass
you. You dropped balls when you bent over.
Pick up the balls. Pick up the balls. Man, I thought I was good at throwing balls.
I'm usually not bold that. Okay.
Keep on doing them.
I didn't say that.
Keep on doing
them. Give me
another
ball.
Here we go.
Oh,
I got you.
My scarf's a distraction.
Guys, I don't understand. Why do I have a cup of my
yes.
yes. Yes.
You need more air?
Yes. Oh, I forgot you had a game too. Go.
We won.
What are you doing?
We're going live.
We won already, Tom?
Oh, no. We definitely won.
I don't know. This made it sound
yes.
The table.
Yes. We won. First of all, look at this thing. It was so much easier to throw. No, you guys were piling them on.
I'm
the balls.
That didn't happen.
Let me count the balls. Hold on. One.
No, hold on. I had
two,
some. She dropped them when she bent
three,
over.
Our balls fell out. We
four,
had all the balls.
Yeah.
four balls, okay? Woo-hoo. This woman knows how to handle some balls.
All right, you win.
Two, three, no, they do not win.
I'm not saying a word.
We won.
I don't know. I think it's a tie, but I think you should take the eggnog shots.
We're going to review the tape.
You know what?
No, we actually win.
Wait, time out. Producer Sky's like, who won for real?
Who won?
It was really pretty messy.
Nope. I totally cheated.
Justin, that won?
Yeah.
No, there's no participation trophies.
I always cheat.
Thank you.
It's a winner and a loser.
Melanie, I don't think we get a choice. Chug it.
Oh,
we win the cups. Slay the holidays, honey.
All right.
All right.
All right, guys, if you want, you can get these sweaters at BJ's.com or BJ's Wholesale Clubs. We'll be right back. Thank you, Sonia, for joining us.
Thank you. Good job, teammate. You guys are awesome.
All right, there's a little bit of trouble in paradise for Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra. So what is causing the tension just 1 year into their marriage? Well, Nick told the story on The Late Late Show with James Corden.
Problem, though, is there's already some division in the families that she had a puppy, or she has a pup named Diana.
Diana?
Once she and I got together, I sort of adopted the puppy, and then mm-hmm. she got me this one. And we put both our dogs on Instagram. And Diana's been on Instagram for about a year and a half.
Right.
And Gino... he doubled her followers in a day.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She was not happy about it.
Oh, dear.
You know, dogs on social, it's a whole nother level.
It is.
How competitive are you with your social numbers?
I'm not that competitive unless a thirst trap doesn't get the response that I think it should. That's when I get competitive.
Oh, well, Nick's dog's way cuter. That's an obvious... choice.
I think they're both beautiful in their own way.
Like the time you called Pearl Penny.
Sorry.
Wow, you are really not a dog
just
person.
Just being real.
I'm not competitive enough on my social.
What?
Like, I'm very bad at updating my social stuff.
Yeah, it's...
I'm really, like, not chasing the numbers. But as far as my significant other, he's not even on social media.
Yeah.
So I'm not... we're not competitive at all.
Wow, we used to have a pact that we would be single on this show forever, and then all of a sudden you get a man and...
Darling.
And you have to throw it in there?
I tried to get you a man. I tried to...
No, you didn't.
You did.
No,
you
I remember
this. You wanted to be set up with one of my best friends, and you said that if I was successful that I could be bridesmaid at the wedding.
And then I stay ready.
And then you didn't want it anymore.
No, I do want it, Melanie. I want a relationship.
Are you
and
sure
I'm ready.
You want
I'm
it?
Ready for are love.
You, are you really, Justin?
Yes, Tom is throwing balls at my face. Thank you, Tom.
And I'll find you a boyfriend.
A relationship when you've got Tom.
Just so you know, you guys better get to BJ's Wholesale and get this sweater because let me tell you something. If you go to a party and you only want to go to the bar once, all you have to do is fill up all these cups. And you never have to wait in that long line again. I'm telling you, it's serious business
here. You guys want to know something funny? When they brought out the sweater, I was like, yeah, Shannon and I have that exact sweater. We've had that sweater for 2 years. My brother got it for us for Christmas.
No, this is amazing.
It's pretty great.
Never have to go to a bar again.
But going back to your love life, Justin,
yeah.
Let me be your matchmaker.
You know what? Go right ahead.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Mr. Calhoun is not happy
about
this
conversation. Let me, find you somebody.
I'm in. Okay. I really am.
Everybody
don't buy them on a playa, though.
All right, don't go anywhere. More Daily Pop just ahead. Shoot! He scores! No.
Closed.
There is a... Oh, hey!
Oh, wow. My scoliosis is really coming into play right now. Look at that back bend, boo. Hey, that's in my chiropractor Christmas present.
You're just trying to get the cups caught.
I get it.
Okay, there's this big trend that a lot of people are talking about, ayahuasca. Maybe you've heard of it. This plant-based drink is considered a sacred beverage. Most people drink it during a ceremony led by a shaman, and that person guides you through the experience. The experience can be a lot. It includes hallucinations, out-of-body experiences, vomiting, diarrhea. It's supposed to cleanse your mind. Megan Fox told Us Weekly that she'd totally be down to try it. And her husband, Brian Austin Green, said, not so much. What about you guys?
Yeah, Melanie.
It's so
like
funny that you're
thing.
Saying, yeah, because I do know a ton of people that have done it. You can't do it in America, you go to Peru. But I wouldn't do it.
I would.
I know a friend that did it as well, and I remember him saying just how amazing of an experience it was, and it was just the coolest thing ever. I think it was all he talked about for like a month.
The thing that I've heard, it's like it makes people remember, like think that they're going to die during it. So then when they've finished with it, they're like grateful for life. And I, there are other ways for me to be grateful for life, like take a walk with flowers or something.
Soak a cat. But you don't want to have diarrhea parties? No?
What?
They all kind of poop. Okay. Thanks for hanging with us. Have a great day. Kristen from Vanderpump Rules are going to be here tomorrow with some big news. Bye.
One time, give me another ball.
I don't have any more.
Tom!
Oh, no!
Jesus.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.